Venezuela is now importing gasoline instead of sending it to the United States. One of the biggest U.S. oil suppliers faces a strike that has lasted all month. It's an effort to force President Hugo Chavez to surrender power. This strike has already affected oil shipments to the United States, which means it's affecting the price you pay at the pump. Fareed Mohammadi is the chief economist for the Washington-based consulting firm PFC Energy, and he joins us now. Hi.
Hi.
How much of the gasoline that we get when we take the car to the gas pump actually comes from Venezuela? How important is Venezuela to the United States oil supply?
Venezuela is a fairly sizable oil producer, crude oil producer, about 2.5 to 3 million barrels a day, which is a good size oil producer. It's hardwired to a certain extent into the U.S., not only through sales of crude oil directly to its own refineries in the U.S., but also products that it produces in Venezuela and in the region to the U.S.
And what percentage of the U.S.'s imported oil comes from Venezuela?
Around about 15%. That in and of itself is not that important on the size, because that can be over a medium term, 1.5 months, be replaced. But it causes, in the short run, some dislocations because of this intimate relationship between Venezuela and the U.S.
Shouldn't this be causing a crisis that 90% of that oil from Venezuela has been cut off at the moment, or even more than 90%?
I wouldn't call it a crisis. It's causing a pothole right now. There's a little bit of excess capacity in the Atlantic Basin from West Africa or from Mexico.
Well, now, you're telling me that at the moment, temporarily, Mexico can send us a little bit more oil. Yeah. West Africa can send us a little bit more oil. But what if the pothole becomes a completely destroyed road? What if this strike goes on for months and months?
Well, let's say in a month and a half, the oil markets will adjust. The buyers will go to other suppliers from farther off, from the Middle East mainly. We can clearly see that Saudi Arabia and other Gulf producers have excess capacity sufficient to make up for the 2 million barrels a day lost. But that takes time because they're 45 days sailing away from the United States.
I know that there's a million factors that go into gas prices, but is it possible to calculate how much this Venezuelan strike is costing the average American per gallon?
Around 5 cents.
So it's not so bad.
It's not so bad. I think to a certain extent we didn't get the sharp rise in either gas pump prices or crude oil prices early on because no one expected the strike to go on for so long.
Now, the head of the biggest oil company in Venezuela, the government-owned oil company, says that he's going to try to get the company running again by January 15th, either by ending the strike or by bringing in people from the outside, skilled Americans to work and so forth. Is that a practical possibility, do you think, that this could be over in a couple of weeks? And what if it's not?
Well, I think a political solution is needed to end the strike. The reason they've gone on strike, the workers, is to bring the government down. The government has no intention of going down. Can the company, PDVSA, replace the workers? We doubt it. The oil markets have been quite buoyant in the last 4 or 5 years. Now, the government is trying to bring in Cubans, from what I've heard, to at least operate some of the ships to transport some of the crude in and out of the country. Some of that may happen.
Now, there is another factor here that a lot of people are thinking about, and that is the possibility of a U.S. war against Iraq, which would take place in the Persian Gulf, obviously an even bigger source of oil for the United States. You must be thinking about what happens if this strike is continuing at the same time that a war starts.
Well, that's the real fear, especially to the administration. If there's no Iraq situation, this supply shortfall can be made up from the Persian Gulf. Without Venezuela, with a shooting war in the Middle East so close to the Saudi oil fields, these will definitely put a premium on oil prices, even higher than the $32 we have per barrel right now.
Fareed Mohammadi is the chief economist for PFC Energy. Thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you.